All right. So we're here now, and I wanted to chime in on something called communication. It's a very simple concept, but is it? I think we often try to communicate with each other, and I think we fail due to different noises that are a part of, I guess, our way of communicating. So, saying that, you try to speak with someone, and you don't always get that they do not understand where you're coming from, or they don't get how you speak, or, you know, different language barriers, thing like that. Those are the external factors that I'm talking about when I speak about communication. But there's more to communication. As we all know, most communication is done non-verbally. So, once again, that is only touching the top layer of communication. So, saying that, and ask yourself, when you try to communicate with somebody, do they convey your message? Do they understand what you're trying to get through to them? I mean, how many times have we spoken with someone and they're just, you think they're borderline retarded, for lack of a better word, because they just don't understand what you're trying to get across to them. I want you to pick up that pencil. And they just don't understand to just pick the pencil up and put it where you need it, right? Just a small example. So I want to touch more on the internal factors of communication. More so and more complicated than that would be the male versus female aspect of communication. Knowing that we have two totally separate mindsets when it comes to certain things. Whether we're trying to communicate with each other or whether it's just trying to convey our feelings, which in itself is yet another complication that we cannot break through. So ask yourself, as a person that's been spoken to or approached by opposite sex, or did you give the right non-verbals? First off, I mean, for them to approach you, you would probably would say, yes, you gave the right non-verbals. And for that person that was doing the approaching, you can ask yourself, were you clear and concise with your message to convey toward that person? Did you make it almost effortless for them to understand what your end goal was? Now, jumping on top of that, try to understand that we as a human race have to understand that when we are trying to speak with individuals, we must have some kind of end goal. A lot of people don't understand that communication can be just that, communication. We can literally have a dope debate about the air or the trees, or just to give you examples. Someone can actually be mind blown by the conversation you can have with them and not have an actual end goal. Some find that as a waste of time. Some find that to be a bit too much for them to kind of convey, because everyone that approaches them has to have some kind of angle or some kind of play towards their end goal. And that is where the defenses go up. Yes, defenses. So a lot of us walk around with the guard up or trying to figure out someone's angle when in truth, that person has no angle. That person is genuine. That person is actually trying to open you up so that you can receive more into you. But since we walk around, or some of us walk around with a concrete wall around us, we block all efforts, and in turn, we block what very well may be a great, beneficial person of interest to us. So I say this to say, coming from the opposite sex, I myself am a male, if you didn't tell by now. And when you're speaking to a female and they seem defensive about different things, they're hurt and they carry that bag with them. Erykah Badu, being a bag lady, carrying a lot of weight with them from each relationship or encounter that they've had, and they only see the negative in anyone that approaches because their guard is up. That guard doesn't come down until, let's say, a couple months. I don't know, maybe that's the rule. Maybe that's a rule of choice for that female, or that's a rule of choice for many females who think that you have to know someone for a certain amount of time before you can get into an actual good conversation about myself or me or who you are. But this in turn is something that can actually delay the process of meeting new people and actually forfeit your desire to maybe start something new with someone who's actually worth your time. Because by now your guard is up. That cement wall you had up has now chased away or ran away that individual. And now that individual is no longer interested. And to you, you'd say, oh, that's good, because that shows me that they weren't interested in the jump. But on the contrary, you change the dynamic of that relationship by being on the defense. So with you being on the defense so advantageously, you told yourself, I will not allow this person to do such and such, when all that person wanted to do is understand who you are or get inside and actually speak to yourself. You see what I mean? So I'm just understanding that people, we have to open up our lines or open up our doors to the gateway of communication. I mean, it's not a hard concept to understand. You know, you have a receiver and a sender. You have a speaker and a listener. Yeah, externally, that's the bare basics of what I'm speaking about. But what I wanted to actually convey toward you all is the fact that communication internally and the fact that you're trying to connect with the person on a level unheard of in the terms of male to female relationships, and you ask yourself, how do some of these couples have such a great relationship? And it's no secret, communication plays a key. Also understanding that communication plays a key, also wanting to be a part of that communication plays a key. So I mean, these are all things or aspects just to ask yourself, are you one of those people that have a guard up or is always on the fence of guarding yourself? You stay on the defense whenever something's asked of you, or whenever someone requests a question, or they're trying to understand you more, and your response is, why do you want to know that? Automatically you flip the switch to say, why is that any of your business? Instead of saying, yeah, let me allow you in, and maybe you can offer a solution. Maybe I already know the solution, but I've never heard it put in those words. These are things that when we don't open up, we'll never understand, we'll never grasp the concept of someone trying to actually help. You know what I mean? So communication is key externally and internally as well, that we have to understand that everybody's not out to trick or manipulate yourself in any way. And I'm pretty sure there are telltale signs of, you know, when you can tell someone who's being that way or being conniving towards you. But I mean, for the most part, be human. You know what I mean? Allow that communication or that lines of who I am, who you are, allow that in. You know what I mean? Someone speaks to you and you just continue to walk by, or you walk by someone and you don't speak, or however it may start, you can actually probably have a most gracious conversation with someone if you open yourself up. And opening yourself up does not take a year, or does not take 3 months, 2 months in time, because that time you just wasted, you probably just already changed the dynamic of that relationship, and that person no longer sees you in that light to try to actually communicate with you. That's another topic as far as that person's response towards you, but your initial, you know, guard, or your initial stance on how someone, or how you react to someone's attempt of trying to get into you, that's the key. And I know we have to believe, or we have to, you know, try to deny the fact that everyone isn't for you, but does that feel natural? You know what I mean? Does it feel natural for you to be that standoffish? Does it feel natural for you to disarrange everything around you so that you can be in this shell or this bubble? Does it feel natural? Or does it feel more natural to be a part of what people are trying to put into you, to be human and actually build relationships with people wherever or however you would like to, in various situations? I think you have to be human. I think we have to get past the fact that we're trying to protect feelings that we probably can't mask, and we probably can't actually defend, because feelings aren't physical. You know what I mean? You can't explain what they really are. So why don't you indulge in those feelings? Live out what that moment presents to you, and accept when someone is trying to get through to who you are. Just think about that as you go through your days, or you go throughout your day, today, tomorrow, next week, next month, whatever the case may be. It doesn't have to be a new year for you to try to change this. You can start today, you can start tomorrow, to try to be better towards an open line of communication. And I would hope that it's all in positivity. We often preach a good game, or we speak about, you know, the things that we desire. And when it's offered, or it's time to reap what we're speaking of, it's shut down. We gotta stop doing that. We gotta learn to accept things for what they are. You know what I mean? And we have to elevate from things, or put ourselves in a position of reaping benefits. Open your line of communication. Let your cement wall down. Let your gates down. Take the padlocks off of the gates. You know what I mean? And just understand and understand who you are, who people may try to be within your life. And I guarantee you, more beneficial things will come from you being open than you being so closed off that you develop negativity toward every situation possible. Communicate.